You want to talk about your restaurant, Merrick's.
I want to talk about Merrick's.
Just down a few blocks from where we are.
Just a few blocks down 4th Street here.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we have a lot of things happening. We're in the middle of what some would call a remodel. I call a refresh.
A refresh rather than a remodel. A
refresh.
Okay.
We're doing some. We are doing some remodeling with painting and new floors and just some new decor. But we want to keep one foot in our past, in the history of Merrick's as well. So we're trying to refresh for the future, but keep a foot toward our tradition. You know, we like to say we're the taste of tradition with a touch of home is our slogan. And we want to make sure we stay close to our roots, especially with the comfort food that we serve. So we're not only looking at our physical plant, the infrastructure, but we're looking at our menu and seeing what customers actually want in our historical products that we serve. We're analyzing how we make them and how to make them better, and we're talking with folks on what they think, and we think we're making a lot of good progress. So
I like that thought, because we always need to keep up on the latest trends. You're trying to satisfy the younger generation.
Correct.
But we don't want to forget about the older generation.
Correct.
And what we like too, and I can put
it's
myself
tough.
In that group now.
It's tough.
And you talk about comfort food and all of that. I mean, that's always going to play. That should always play well. It should always be available to me on a restaurant
you
have.
It does, and we've maintained the historical comfort foods that we've always had, and we brought some back that we actually had taken off the menu due to lower sales, but we had customer demanding that we bring some of those products back.
Really? Like what? Give me an example.
Our beef liver dinner, chicken livers. I looked at the sales and thought, well, those products really aren't moving that well, but the minute we took them off the menu, I heard about it. So
isn't that amazing?
We want to make sure we have products that people want, and
yeah.
So we brought those items back. And we've added a few new items that I think people have enjoyed thus far. We're looking at our cooking procedures, seeing if we're doing things absolutely best way. We want to try to cook everything from scratch if possible. That's not possible with everything, but for the most part, we try to keep it consistent with the history of Merrick's. So we're really making some headway, and I think we're doing some good things. I think people are going to be pleased when they come in and see the difference. But, you know, this is what Cracker Barrel went through not that long ago, if you remember. They wanted to move toward the future, but they didn't really keep their foot with their history, back in the history.
Right, right.
And that's what I don't want to do.
Kind of went away from that. And,
correct. Merrick's been around since 1945, and we want to make sure we remember that and remember where we came from and keep those traditions, but at the same time move forward with maybe a refreshed look. And I think we're getting there. We've added breakfast to our menu. A lot of people don't know that, but from 7 to 11 every morning, we're serving home-cooked breakfast. So another breakfast option for North Platte. It's going well so far. We'd love to have more.
Yeah, we need places like that. You know, we hear so often of places to, you know, you got your lunch places and you got your dinner places. We're seeing some that, you know, it's kind of become a rarity, almost a dinosaur, to find good places that serve traditional breakfast anymore.
We're rare in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
I mean, you're seeing much more mobility, you know, places that are mobile focused, and we can accommodate that, but we're more of a sit down place, the nostalgic place. You come in and spend some time and get waited on, and you're not ordering from a tablet, you're ordering from a live person, and that's what we want.
And there's not too many of those. We just are all, it seems like so much is, and I'm not dissing technology, and technology is great, and I'm sure you utilize it to a certain extent, to help with things too, but you can't replace the personal touch of
That's correct.
You know, a server and somebody actually to interact with, right?
Correct. And that's where we want to be. And, you know, we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner now, so we can accommodate all 3 day parts. So,
Bob Arbery, our guest here in the second half of Mugs this morning. So you talk about upgrading. So what are you replacing? Carpet is part of that, and painting, fresh paint.
We've already painted the entire dining room, and we are in the process of adding some neat decor.
Do you have an advisor on that, or did you just kind of throw that out to clients and say, what would you like to see?
I do have an advisor, a.k.a. my wife.
Okay.
And she's the expert. I told her she's the beautification, vice president of beautification.
Okay.
So she's working on getting some decor into the place. I think people are going to love it. It's, again, it's going to be nostalgic, but it's also going to be futuristic at the same time, which sounds like a dichotomy, but she's got a game plan, and I trust her. So.
I love walking into restaurants that have pictures of the way a town used to be, or, you know, the history of the restaurant or something. They've seen that in various runses that I've been into, and
correct,
they embrace their history. And I love that you're keeping that.
We want to embrace the history because it is a vast history. You know, again, since 1945, started out as a root beer stand back on East 4th Street.
I wasn't aware of that.
And
okay.
Travelers were asking for food as they stopped, and they added
some
food.
A root beer stand.
And over time, it became a restaurant. So.
So it was known for root beer floats and soda.
That's
soda
correct.
Drinks?
Back in the infancy.
Something to refresh on your trip, or just you want to take a date to a place?
And, correct. Of course, that predates Interstate 80, so Highway 30 was the main thoroughfare, and it was a hopping place, and it got more hopping over time. And then when the interstate came through, it changed. You know, everything changed.
Right.
But we're still here.
Yeah.
And we'd love to have people's business. We're locally owned, of course.
Yeah.
And I try to support the local businesses whenever I can. I think that's important for North Platte.
It is.
Small business community is vibrant here, and we all need to help each other.
So tell me your story, since I don't know, and I'm sure there's some listeners that don't know how you came to acquire Merrick's, and what was the motivation for you?
Well, as a lot of people in town know, I was a former owner of Dave's Place when it was on East 4th. I owned that for 10 years, and I decided to sell that to a wonderful family. They're operating it now, and they're doing a great job. I got out, and I realized I really do love the restaurant business, and I started talking to some folks, and one thing led to another. Oh, you know Merrick's is for sale. No, I did not know that. Started asking questions, started talking to people, did some investigative stuff, and liked what I saw, and I loved the fact, just like with Dave's Place, it was a historical legacy type restaurant. This was the same type thing. It's historical, it's got history. I really wanted to be a part of that, so that's how it came to be.
So you're adding your legacy to what came before you, too.
Well, I hope so, and people that took care of it before me did a great job, and I just want to continue that, so...
Hmm. You mentioned some new menu items. Do you rely on feedback from people as suggestions maybe to
absolutely
what you add and what you come up with, what you find out?
A couple things we've added. We have a line of signature burgers I think people will really enjoy. They're all half-pound hamburgers made from scratch. And we have a new All-American burger, which will remind you of a certain burger on the West Coast, which I can't tell you the franchise name. I don't know if I'll get in trouble for that, but very similar to that product. We've got a green chili burger. I'm a huge fan of green Hatch chili peppers.
Okay.
People know me. I love spice. So I saw down in New Mexico, that was a big thing, green chili burgers. We've added that to our menu. People are loving that. We're adding here in the future, hopefully by next week, a Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
I love those.
So I looked at the landscape in North Platte, and there's not a whole lot of places that sell them. So I thought, well, why not give it a try? So, of course, we've added breakfast. That's a whole new line of products. So we're just trying to, again, stay true to our roots, but also add some items that people are clamoring for.
Mm-hmm.
And people have said, your burgers are great. We still have all the old traditions, the Big Joe and the Kevin Burger. We've kept those, but we just added to that lineup. So
people really love, I mean, we just live in an age where we're spoiled because we have so many things, different things, whether we're shopping for a product, but this is kind of translated into restaurant menus a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
with choices. We just have a lot of, we like to have a lot of choices. And with food, it's so much how you feel. I mean, there are people, and I'm kind of a person that I gravitate towards my favorites, but occasionally I feel like, you know, I want to try something different, you know?
Yeah. Well, if you've noticed a trend in the food business, spices is where it's at. People want more flavor. They want more spice.
Right.
So another example, we've added Mike's Hot Honey as a add-on to some of our items. You can dip your chicken in it. You can pour it on your chicken. Our biscuits in the morning, they're great on biscuits in the morning. That's a flavorful item. The green chili burger. We've added some little bit of a kick to our fried chicken. People were saying, we love your food, but can you just add a little bit of more flavor to
spice it up.
So we've made it so it's not too spicy for people to eat, but it's got it's got more flavor. So we're adding flavor to our menu is what I like to say.
Good. So. Is it easy to find chefs in this day and age?
No, actually, we have an outstanding staff. Uh-huh. We have an outstanding kitchen staff, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So we don't lack in that area.
Because when you're making a commitment to do three meals a day, and you got people coming in, and you probably allow them. Do you allow them to order breakfast all day long then?
Breakfast cuts off at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So.
But I mean, you got to have a large repertoire of what you're good at cooking too.
Sure.
And I was just wondering about.
We have excellent cooks. I encourage everyone to come out and give it a try.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm going to do that sometime.
Thank you, Corey. I look forward to seeing you out there.
I will do that. I'll get my wife over here. And
there you go. There you go.
We'll take in and we'll get the Merrick's experience, so I have that.
Sounds good.
Have that for sure. You got anything barbecue? I love barbecue stuff.
We have barbecue sauce for our...
You got sauce for sandwiches?
Chicken. We do have... we added wings to our menu as well. The regular deep-fried wings that everybody loves from all various different places.
Right.
And we do have a barbecue wing. So.
That's pretty much mandatory in this day and age, isn't it?
Wings are... they're almost, as an appetizer,
you just expect it.
You almost have to have them. Yeah, everybody loves wings. So we do have... And we have very good wings, so...
Okay. Anything else you wanted to point out? You want to mention your hours and website?
Hours are 7 a.m. for breakfast till 11 a.m.
And 7 to 11 for breakfast.
We serve our regular menu from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day except Monday. We are closed on Mondays. And the website is merricksnp.com.
Merricksnp.com.
You can also find us on Facebook as well, and we're on DoorDash, so it's easy to find us.
But you do DoorDash.
We do DoorDash.
Okay.
Correct. So
they folks can order online and get it delivered,
and they can call us up and get carry out as well. There's web ordering at themerricksnp.com. A number of different ways to get Merrick's food.
See, you haven't shunned the newer generation at all. They like doing things that way, and
options.
They can order and. Still get it sent, you know.
Give them options.
Or they can pick it up.
That's right.
Whatever suits their whims at the moment. We appreciate you stopping by, Bob, and we'll do this on a regular basis and get you in twice a month. And know you also have your CT computer business as well.
That's correct.
You're never at a loss for business when you're constantly upgrading things, right?
I'm busy morning, noon, and night. So
for sure, we appreciate you coming in. And
thanks for the opportunity.
Wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you in January.
Okay, you as well. Thank you, Corey.
Bob Alberry.